This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hour number two, Sports Saturday here on the Fan Sports Network. Brought to you by Philbrook Law, your local law team. For any of your personal injury needs, hit up Matt Philbrook. Good dude. Good
maybe,
golfer.
Maybe George Springer. Maybe George Springer should call the Philbrook Law team.
He has a workplace injury now.
He does?
Yeah. Right on the kneecap. Damn.
Yeah, I hate to see guys get injured like that, but I also don't want to see George Springer in the game.
Wow, but Schultzy.
Hate to see it happen like
sheesh.
That. Hate to see it.
But yeah, you can interact with us 503-864-6326. You can get the first hour of the show wherever you get your podcast, except Spotify, because our show got banned.
Huh?
Yeah, I found that out this week that our show got banned apparently from Spotify like back in April.
What did we do?
I
noticed that our show was not on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on the Odyssey app. And so I was like, why is this not showing
up? What the
hell? So I asked the brand man. I was like, hey, dude, did you notice that our show is not on Spotify? And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah, I've been trying to find it. And, you know, it's not on there. And he was just like, huh, that's weird. Then went back to work. Because as far as moneymakers in this building, Sports Saturday is very low on the totem pole. So
what do I spend my time on? How much do I care about?
Yeah. Okay. And so I sent in a support ticket to the team, and I'm like, hey, what gives? And they're like, yeah, it looks like your show got banned back in April.
And what did we say in April?
I was like, wait, what? What? Why? And they're like, did you use any music in the show? And I was like,
it's a copyright. Yeah.
Well, and I was like, yeah, but like, we don't do anything different than any of the other shows.
See, that's, you know what?
I was like, and you know, sales bro Kurt was very much just like, wow. I was like, are you going to throw all the other shows under the bus and get them banned too? And I'm like, I just might.
Yes,
damn it.
We are. Sorry, Primetime.
But I told him, I was like, we don't do anything different than the other shows do. Like, you know, I was like, we use like snippets for, you know, coming back from commercial break and for our show opens, you know.
I
like,
think it even is, that it, apparently is.
It is what it is.
I don't know.
I blame the producer.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
Well, I remember there
left
was...
Left in too much of a song.
We're going to need Brandman to work a little harder to try to figure that out.
Well, see, no, there's kind of a caveat then, because we've either got to figure out how to mix it without music, or I've got to cut you guys off, basically, in the middle of segments, and I'm starting stuff. It's a lot harder to start stuff, like, when
Jordan,
the music is stopped
figure
in
it
the
out.
Middle of a conversation.
We're essentially the Jordan ones of the Fan Sports Network band.
Oh, yeah. The original colors, huh?
Yeah.
It's messed
Ouch.
Up.
I got my first pair of Jordan 1s recently.
Did you?
Some golf shoes. Yeah, these are the first pair of Jordan 1s I've ever
had. Is it really?
Yeah.
Most uncomfortable Jordan ever made.
Yeah, we'll see when we get on the golf course, because they're golf shoes.
I assume
as well.
For golf, they probably made them a lot more comfortable, but as far as like an actual shoe, the Jordan 1 is by far and away the most uncomfortable shoe ever made.
Well, a team that's feeling uncomfortable today, well, we'll see. We'll see how these Ducks respond in Rutgers, because they had their first loss of the season against Indiana, who, let's face it, nothing fluky about that. Indiana was just better schemed, better coached, ready to win that game, and they did that. Pretty shocking as far as how that game went, I would say. But the Ducks do have a chance today against Rutgers, a scrappy Rutgers team who's looking for their first Big Ten win. They have yet to eclipse the win column in the Big Ten conference play yet this season. The Ducks go all the way out to New Jersey. Dusty Hera is there right now. By the way, if you want to go hang out in the before the game, in the pregame show, Andy Chicken Slider Johnson and Anthony Big Pretzel Newman will be over at Grand Central Bowl over on the east side. I believe 8th and Morrison doing the pregame show. So if you want to go hang out with them, if you want to watch the game there, it is the official watch party for the University of Oregon Alumni Association. I am not a part of that because I have not paid the membership fee in, like, I don't know, like 6-7 years or something like that. I think I paid for my Alumni Association membership for 1 year. And I was like, I think I'm good.
I don't
think I need that.
Yeah, no, I mean, is it just to be invited to fancy?
I don't know. I think you get like a Nike pass once a year and like that's about it.
What is it with just the Nike pass for once a year? I mean, come on, Nike. You can't allow people to come in.
Hey, only 40%, and don't you dare wear another brand in here.
Don't you dare. But you're not going to give me any other kicks to wear
in
here.
That's so weird. Don't wear another brand of clothing in here. That is
What are you talking? I'm here to buy some Nike stuff.
Is that a Hanes t-shirt?
Yeah, we're going to need you to step out, sir. Nike is like, they can be a little,
you're gonna come with
little
me.
OD at Nike. So pull up and try to go in there. And I have my wife with me at this time. We're newly married at this point. So our IDs don't have the same address on them, but we bring the marriage certificate.
Oh, boy.
Just because we're going to bring that.
Can we get a blood sample as well?
Yeah,
that's pretty much what they're asking for. And they were like, your IDs don't match as far as the... I was like, yeah, we were just... Here's our...
We're going to need a specimen sample, sir.
Literally, it was like 4 days after, you know, we'd been married. So I was like, man, here's the license. Like, what are we doing? I was like, oh, we can't just because your IDs don't match. I was like, yeah, but it's supposed to be my spouse. Here's the information that says this is my spouse.
I don't know about this, Mr. Taylor.
No, still no. It's just one of those things. They had to call a manager and another manager. And we're like, oh,
really?
Just next time, make sure your IDs match.
No, in Oregon, you don't even have to update the actual address anymore. If your address is listed as the old one on your ID, you can go. Like, if a cop pulls you over, it will still read to your new address.
Right. Mr. Taylor,
this is so stupid.
Stick your tongue out and say,
yeah,
no kidding.
Spread your cheeks and
cough for us.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. I'm like, man. And then I got there, didn't even get anything. Didn't even see anything I wanted. So I went through all that hubbub for nothing.
I'm on the Alumni Association page. Apparently some of the...
It's just one of those things.
The things they sell is attend alumni events, share your talents, whatever that means.
You got a talent
share
show?
Your success, what? Explore communities. I might have to click learn more.
So
here.
You guys are going
to
trade business cards and do some talent shows?
Hey, networking events.
Joe Fisher, Odyssey. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, just tell everybody your signing bonus and everything. That's what you got to do.
All right.
Cool.
Well, let's take a break and let's give the Ducks Rutgers preview a full seggy.
Let's do it.
Let's do that, all right? Ducks Rutgers in the birthplace of college football, which I feel like is very weird.
It's a weird space
for Rutgers to claim that, but hey, that is where the first college football game was played, apparently. So we do that next here, Sports Saturday Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ducks versus Rutgers today. You can hear that right here on the home of the Oregon Ducks. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Kickoff is at 3:30. Right after us, we will be kicking off to the pregame show. Coors Light pregame show. Andy Chicken Slider Johnson and Anthony Big Pretzel Newman over at Grand Central Bowl. I called him that because that's what they ordered last time. So I'm intrigued to see what they order this time. I'll be heading there after this.
You go with what works, man. You go with what you know.
I believe sales row Kurt Ludwig will be there. He just won the pick'em on Happy Hour with Luke Anderson this last week.
Well, all right.
He was this week's winner, or last week's winner, rather. So if you want to get more football knowledge from Kurt Ludwig, because the guy, he's locked in, clearly.
You're just making me want a pretzel, bro. Honestly.
They got some good food over there. I had a breakfast burger last time I went there. I had like bacon and a fried egg on there.
Yeah.
Quite tasty.
I used to do a trivia at
Grand Central Bowl.
Grand Central. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool.
There you go.
Good, well, nice food.
Well, after the pregame is the game. And Ducks are playing a Rutgers team who's pretty good offensively. I will give them that. They do have a problem actually getting the ball into the end zone, which from what my understanding in the game of football is that you need to score points to win, and they have had a hard time doing that. So I'd say for the Ducks, stay true defensively, stay disciplined, don't let anything over the top. Really, last week, they did not play a bad defensive game. It's just the offense did not let them stay off the field very much. And it was really the, you know, and I will say, Indiana was able to run the ball. That RPO was able to get to the Ducks offense. I think they put some things on tape that other teams could possibly be like, we can emulate this.
Blueprint.
And I don't think the defense played terrible. They did have drives, especially after that pick six. It was just like, let's get the offense the ball back, right? Let's stop them. It's 20-20. And then Indiana was able to just march right down the field 75 yards to take the lead and essentially seal the game. So I would say just don't let the idea of Rutgers beat you. Like, it's Rutgers, you know? It's Rutgers, right? Like, they can't be that good. Let's just take care of business. Let's show up, win, get the hell out of there. I think you need to play this game pissed off. You need to play this game as if, like, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Ohio State. I don't care if it's Rutgers. We're going to play our best game possible, and we're going to show the country that that was a it wasn't a fluky loss because they did just straight up lose that game, but that we're not going to go the way of a Penn State, right, and let one loss turn into two losses.
Turn into getting your coach fired immediately. right. I mean, I think defensively, I just don't think they were great last week. That's just kind of how I felt. They let a team that's really good at running the ball kind of run all over them. They let a quarterback who by all accounts, showed that they're probably the Heisman, you know, winner of this year based on how well that he played last week. They let him kind of shred you up a little bit, and I just feel like your defense didn't come to play. But also your offense didn't give you a chance to really make any plays, and that was probably the strangest part for me. We've seen Oregon's defense get beat a little bit, but the offense has always been able to kind of respond, and that's what we didn't see last week. And so this week, man, they have to support Dante more, and they have to give him time to get rid of the ball, and the offensive line has to do a better job of protecting him and allowing him to kind of survey the field just a little more and to be able to play his game. I don't think we saw that from Dante Moore. He looked super uncomfortable last week, and I think a lot of it was the offensive line not really giving him an opportunity to do stuff. The defense just they have to respond better from last week. I don't think it's going to be a Penn State situation to where they just completely lay down and lose to a team that's, by all accounts, inferior, right? That's pretty much what Penn State did the following week after they lost to Oregon. I don't think that's the case here. And as long as they're able to really put some pressure on, and I can never say
Calic Manis? Opa.
Yeah. I forgive me if I'm butchering that name. I got to write stuff
in that. I want a hero now.
But no, you have to try to make him uncomfortable and try to create some turnovers and make it easy on your offense, really. So I think there's a lot that they have to focus on today. Last week, and I think that's the big word. Last week, it didn't seem like they were focused. Like, I felt like that they had that big emotional win, and then there was a week off to where they got to kind of look at the rest of the college football landscape, and they came in, and that was the one, and we said it all year, right? Or at least up until that point. Penn State is the biggest game of your year. Penn State is the one that you can't lose. And then you let Indiana come into your home and beat.
And then Indiana was looking at their schedule and they're like, this Oregon game is the
our biggest game on our schedule. Yeah. Like, right? And so I think they kind of overlooked how good Indiana is and how good that that offense was. And as long as they don't do that today, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah. This spot makes me nervous just because of, again, what we've seen teams do. But also, like, you've seen teams also, it's like they lose this game and then they're like, dude, F this. Like, we are not going to let this happen where we then go play an inferior opponent and, again, let one game lead to two losses. Like, that cannot – and quite frankly, I feel like Dan Lanning is the perfect coach to be able to tell a team, like, how to respond after a tough loss like that. I just think that he does a great job of motivating his team. Might not have been the – case against Indiana, but I think that wasn't more so a motivational thing. I think that was just Indiana had a great scheme. They had a great defensive game plan for Oregon to where it just it shook them. It shook that offensive line. It shook Dante Moore. It was the classic Sam Darnold. I'm seeing ghosts. Like he would then try and scramble and run, and then before you know it, they got a linebacker chasing him down and sacking him 5-6 times during that game. It was just – I don't think it was a motivational factor for the Ducks. I think it was just they were shook early, and then as the game went on, the offense was just like, we can't do anything.
I think Kirk Cignetti just – and this is going to sound weird, he out-coached Dan Lanning.
He did.
He just flat out just out-coached him. It could be age. It could be, you know, whatever the case is. But for that entire game, for an hour of that game, the Ducks never looked in. And I'll text you guys at some point just before you went on to the postgame show. And was like, man, they never looked in control of this game. Mm-hmm. There wasn't one point in this game where I was like, okay, this is where the takeoff happens. And this is where Oregon completely kind of blows the game open. And it just... It never came.
Well, even after the pick six and they tied it, one, I was very intrigued. I'm like, all right, well, the defense has to go right back out onto the field. And are they going to be able to generate a stop, you know, being that they were just out there? They have to go out there and play defense again. And so, like, they might be tired. And credit to Indiana and Fernando Mendoza is they were able to, like, that to me, like, says a lot about a quarterback, that when you make a big mistake like that and then you're able to respond
with a big play
and just go right down the field, march down the field and lead your team to a touchdown, like, that's huge. But once they scored that touchdown to go up 27-20, I was like, this Oregon offense hasn't really given me a whole lot of confidence today that they're going to be able to just drive the field and tie this game up. So I was very unsure there. But with this game today, I mean, I hate to say it out loud because it can't be the mentality that the team has and the coaches have, but it's Rutgers. You are the better team. There's a reason you are favored by 17.5 points. you should win this game.
Is it 17 and a half? No, I just saw it was 15 and a half. Is it 17 and a half?
Maybe it's getting bet down.
Maybe, yeah, probably got bet down.
Last I checked, it was 17
yeah,
and a half.
I think it's still 17, okay.
But you cannot let last week's game beat you twice. And you need to go out there and know that you are the better team. You are the more talented team. Travel be damned. Location be damned. You need to go and respond and show the country that, hey, you know what? We lost to a good Indiana team. That's a good Indiana team, all right? We're not going to let them beat us twice, plain and simple. And we're going to show the country that, hey, we're still the Ducks. We're still a top five team. We're still a one of the best teams in the country, and we will be in the conversation late in the season. And also, you need to show this because I feel like last week we're seeing this in the postgame show. A lot of people in maybe in the fan base now are like, oh, yeah, you know, young team. I think next year was always the focus anyways. Like, I feel like the vibe has kind of shifted in the fan base where I'm like, oh, you know, maybe we're not, you know, not going to contend this year.
They went from national champions and Heisman to all of a sudden like, oh, well.
No, if you still feel that way, then you need to go out and show that there is a difference between the top of this conference and then everybody else.
And I think Oregon is in a very unique position, like a lot of, you know, good teams in college football. And this is, I don't think they can afford another loss. They had the one, and we know now that you can make it all the way to the playoff with one loss. We know that already, and that's okay.
No, you make it with two losses,
make it with two, but
just depends on how it looks, though.
Exactly. If the rest of the conference or the rest of the contenders only have one loss, and then here's two loss Oregon, I don't know. Depending on who that other loss is to, I don't know if they get in. So I think they have to play really, really they have to play smart for the rest of the season. They have to be aggressive as they're going out there because, again, for me, another loss is probably – there's no chance for playoff.
You lose this game, then your playoff
sure
chances
not
are
–
you're
for sure not
very
going.
Much on the ropes at that point. Ducks take on Rutgers. They're a favorite. They should win, but do not – you know, if you're a player, you gotta block out the rat poison, as Nick Saban would say. Like, just go and take care of business and don't treat them like an inferior opponent. Show that they are the inferior opponent, okay? It's just – this game is very important for the psyche of not just fans, but for that team in general. So prayers. Prayers for the Ducks.
Hey, man. We'll see. Let's go.
Yeah. Ready for it. Definitely. It's time to take a break. It's time for Who Do You Love? How do we do with our picks last week? See where the standings currently sit at this moment in time. We do that next year on Sports Saturday. But first, Schulte with the Sports Center update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Who do you love? Joe and Rashad share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Saturday on 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
We'll see if we're for sure. I was for sure last week. At least two out of three of them I was.
Are you really? I'm never quite for sure.
We're back, baby.
Yeah.
You smell that?
I don't smell it. You haven't
smell that? You smell that stank? You smell that comeback smell in the studio? Toast?
I know I won one, but I think I got my ass kicked on my Ducks bet, so yay.
Last week, I took the Tennessee Volunteers to cover 9.5, which is BS because they let Arkansas get the backdoor cover, and they won 34-31, and it should not have happened.
That's what you get.
But outside of that, USC moneyline, cashed. Cowboys-Panthers over 49.5, cashed. Let's not talk about the result.
What did happen, though? I missed that game.
I don't know. They played a football game. Someone won, someone lost. You know, that's all that, you know, that doesn't matter, though.
Yeah, but who?
The over hit. So I won.
Yeah, there you go. Well.
Rashad, though, you went all dogs last week.
Yeah, I did. I'm not proud of it. Not proud of it, because I don't think it worked out.
No, it did not.
Very well for me.
You took Illinois plus 15.5. They played Ohio State and did not cover.
They did not cover.
Turned the ball over many times.
Yeah. So
you took Oklahoma plus 1.5 over Texas. Texas won. How about that?
I did not see that coming. Got to be honest.
Is Texas back?
No. No.
The question we ask every year.
No, they are not.
No matter what the capacity is Texas
like
back?
2008 all over again.
And then you took San Francisco plus 2.5 against the. Who did they play last week? Was it the Bucks?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Baker Mayfield.
He's a G.
I love
he's
Baker
a G,
Mayfield.
Man.
That run he had on like third down or whatever, where he like broke out of the sack and then marked that. And then he scrambled to the left, broke another tackle, and then reached for the first down. And you could see the 49ers players on the sideline. Like, two of them just threw their hands up on their arm. I'm like, are you kidding
me? What are
we
doing, man? Baker is starting to show exactly why he was the number one pick.
And then he gets up, starts barking.
I'm sure every single team that passed on Baker or traded him is like, oh, that was and then so dumb. And they look at Bryce Young and like, oh, no.
Yeah, Bryce Young sucks. He totally had a terrible week last week.
You look at Dylan Gabriel, like, oh, what did we do?
Yeah, how about Joe Flacco, huh?
Oh, my God.
As soon as he leaves Cleveland?
Maybe it's just the Cleveland thing.
Maybe it is. But, yeah, you went 0-3 last week, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
And then Jordan, you took Michigan plus 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ducks minus 7.5.
I think my M's are the only thing that saved me.
Yeah, and your Mariners money line. Game one, baby.
There we go.
Got the dubs. So that puts me at 5-10. Rashad, you are now at 7-8 after the 0-3 week.
I'll take it.
And Jordan, you are 6-9.
Yeah, that sucks.
So none of us above 500, just absolutely crushing it. So let's try and get some winners here, huh? And I think I have the lock of not just the week, the lock of the year. right here.
Let's hear it.
My
that
first
be good.
My first one is in the NFL. Browns, Dolphins, under 37.5.
Okay.
Two bad offenses. But not only that, the weather conditions in Cleveland tomorrow, like, it's going to be one of those, like, all-time classic disgusting weather games. There's apparently supposed to be wind gusts of, like, 50 miles per hour, constant wind of, like, 20 to 25. There's a 95% chance of rain. It's going to be an absolute mess in Cleveland tomorrow. And when you already have a putrid offense like the Cleveland Browns and Tua turned the ball over, this is going to be under hell. I wish I could tease this thing down to under 20.5.
It's going to be a 2-4 game.
It's going to be a
gonna
mess.
Be three safety scores.
This is
going to
be
game.
Yeah, like Navy, or this is going to be like an Ivy League game from the 20s. All right, when the team wins, yeah, 6-3 is the final score. Give me the under 37.5 Browns Dolphins.
I think I'm going to stick with the game that has equally bad weather. It's going to be 79 degrees in Athens, Georgia. And
definitely
not football weather, right? Yeah. But Georgia is going to host Ole Miss. The Rebels are 6-0 right now, number 5 team in the country. Taking
Man,
on number
they
9.
Almost lost to Wazoo last weekend. Almost,
I was so pulling for God. Wazoo to pull that out. That would have been awesome if they had done that. But Georgia is a 7.5-point favorite. I think that sounds about right. So I'm taking Georgia.
Georgia, 7.5,
yeah.
Huh?
That sounds about right.
All right. Jordan, first pick.
Yeah, I'm going right to the NFL. This is a trap line, but damn it, I love it, and I'm betting it hard. Panthers traveling to face the Jets. Bryce Young looked pretty darn good. So did Rico Dowdle for the Carolina Panthers last week. And the Jets suck. I don't think Justin Fields even topped 50 yards through the air last week. I get, like, Vegas probably knows something that I don't, and he's going to throw for, like, 3 touchdowns. But this seems like the easiest 1.5 to cover for Carolina or any team right. that I've ever seen. I can't believe I'm saying it, but put the Panthers on my slip, brother. Cover 1.5 at the Jets. Damn.
I don't blame you. I mean, like, that's a stinky line. It stinks.
It's tasty, but it's like a bad, like, wow. Yeah. No.
Dude, I'm with you. There's something about that game where I'm just like, the Panthers should win that, but also it is the Panthers.
What does Vegas know that we don't? Can we at least after the game, can we find out the piece of information that they had?
I'm going to stick in NFL with my second one. For the third straight week, I am going to place a Cowboys-related bet here, but it's going to go against my Cowboys. Dallas is, you want to talk about a stinky line, they're a 1.5-point favorite against the Washington Commanders. Again, want to talk about what does Vegas know that we don't? I don't know, because that defense is atrocious. Commanders are coming off of a crushing loss to the Bears. I know it's in Dallas. Maybe Jaden Daniels gets blinded by the sun. Maybe Dak Prescott gets blinded by the sun. I don't know. But to think that the Cowboys are going to win this game, I'm just not buying it. I know they're going to be coming off of a embarrassing, tough loss against the Panthers, and it would be classic NFL the way that this season is going for the Cowboys to win this, but I'm not buying it. I'm going Commanders plus 1.5.
You know, the NBA starts next week, right?
It does. Are you going to NBA?
I might.
I kind of like that.
I'm kind of thinking about it because there's one game in particular that I'm kind of excited to see, and it's Kevin Durant making his return to OKC on the night that OKC gets to hang their banner and takes on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the rest of that squad. They're 7.5-point favorites, OKC is. I think Shangoon is a game time decision. At least that's what this says at this point. So.
Isn't every player in the NBA a game time decision?
I think they should just take
every
that.
Night?
Yeah, they should take that whole part out because they decide what they want to do depending on how weak the team is. So,
I don't really feel like it's an eye coach.
You know what? I'm just gonna. I don't know. That's a whole different conversation with that. But I think KD could do a lot with Shangoon if they're actually playing against this OKC team. So 7.5 is a lot. Give me a.
He doesn't even know.
I don't know. I'm sitting here thinking. Yeah, I think I'll take Houston to win straight up.
Houston.
Yeah, they're gonna. Yeah,
Rockets money line.
Yeah, they're gonna play spoiler.
Round ball Rashad over here.
They're gonna play spoiler now. I'm looking at him like 7.5 is so much. But no, I'm gonna go ahead and take. Yeah, I think Houston's gonna win.
Houston Rockets money line. Okay. Jordan. Your next pick.
Yeah, tasty one. The Colts are underdogs by 2.5 points at the Los Angeles Chargers. It's shocking, but Daniel Jones is slightly topping Justin Herbert in passing yards so far this year.
Dude, have you guys looked at the AFC standings recently?
They're very wacky. The Colts are ahead of the Chargers right now.
The Colts are the number one seed. The Chargers are the number two seed.
Yep.
The Steelers are the number three seed. And the Patriots are the number four seed.
Whoa.
What the hell?
Man.
Is this 2004?
All top. Let's go.
Let's go.
04.
Marty Schottenheimer coaching the Chargers and Peyton Manning time. The quarterback and Ben Roethlisberger in his rookie year.
Yes.
What year is it?
This is awesome.
Yeah, let's go back 20 years. I'd like that. But I do think the Colts are going to get it. Yeah, so I'll say Colts cover 2.5 despite the strong front seven by the Chargers. I like some Indiana Jones. This is my betting ticket is weird this week.
Colts 2.5, eh?
Colts and the Panthers. What am I doing?
Colts 2.5. Locked in there, bud. All right, let's go obscure college football. Let's just go off the rails here with a completely unknown teams that I literally know nothing about. But what I do know is Kent State is a bad football team. And yes, they did get their second win, which, by the way, their win-loss total this year in Vegas, it was 1.5, and they got their second win last week. Toledo, 24.5-point favorite, all right?
Damn.
I do not know anything about grammar, clearly, and these teams, but I just know Kent State is a bad team. So I'm going to go Toledo minus 24.5.
That's
why the hell not?
Yeah, why not?
I'm purely basing this off of Kent State being a bad team. That's it. That's all I know.
Well, I have a team that was supposed to be bad, but they're much better than I think a lot of people thought they would be. And that's the Atlanta Falcons, and they're visiting the San Francisco 49ers tomorrow. 49ers are a 2.5-point favorite, but I think the Falcons at this point, I'm not going to say they're a better team, but...
Number one rushing defense.
But I do think, and also probably, arguably, one of the best running backs in the league, top three, four running backs
you
in the league,
so.
And Bijan Robinson right now. I really like what this Falcons team is doing. You look at their schedule. They've lost two of those games. One of them was to a really good Tampa team. The other one was to a team that was just trash, and they lost by 30. But outside of that, they beat two quality teams in a row.
Panthers are a good team, okay?
No, good at what? Not football.
Well,
not American football.
Hey, I saw them last week. I don't know who they beat, but they won.
Yeah, I think they got that game. That team's trash, though, whoever they beat, though.
Well,
either way. But the spread is 2.5. I'm taking the Falcons straight up, though. I think they're going to win this game.
Straight up! Falcons, money line. Gotcha. Jordan, last pick.
Do I even have to explain?
Not at all.
No, I'll put it down.
Thank you.
It's plus Blue Jays money line.
The Mariners to win game six are plus 105 right now. The Mariners have not announced their starter yet, so see if the line moves or not. I wouldn't be surprised if it went closer to like even or minus 105. It's Yasavage on the other side for the Blue Jays, so I have faith.
21. Can you do some for me? How about that?
21.
Is his number 21? That'd be great if it was.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
That would
be
awesome.
I don't know.
I would change it to 21 just because.
I would too. Yasavage. Trey Yasavage. He is number
54, something stupid.
Well, I hope it would be a single number because I feel like that's cool for pitchers.
I hate when pitchers are single numbers. It's dumb.
He's number 39.
That's a terrible number.
All right, that is who do you love? I got Browns, Dolphins under 37.5. Lock of the year. All right, lock of the year. Commanders plus 1.5, and Toledo over Kent State minus 24.5. Go Rockets? Is it the Toledo Rockets?
Go Rockets?
So we're both going for a Rockets team.
It is the Rockets. Okay. Yeah. How about that?
Look at that,
wow.
Man. I think it's good things.
My last one. Oh, yeah. Toledo minus 24.5. Rashad's got Georgia covering 7.5 against Ole Miss. Houston Rockets money line on NBA opening night. And Falcons money line. And then Jordan Panthers minus 1.5 over the Jets. Colts plus 2.5 against the Chargers. And as is tradition, Mariners money line game six, which is tomorrow night, correct?
Yes, sir. What time's the first pitch? 5:03.
5:03.
That's got to be a good sign.
Shout out.
Let's go.
I see undecided on the pitcher still.
Did I not just say that?
What?
I'm pretty sure I said they haven't announced their starting pitcher yet.
Probably did.
Make sure you watch because the line will probably move when that happens. But, then. Yeah.
As is tradition, we're not paying attention to each other.
Yeah,
we're just
trying to talk. I'm an idiot too. It's okay.
All right, we'll wrap things up here on Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network. All right, wrapping things up here on Sports Saturday. We will be kicking it over to Andy Chicken Slider Johnson and Anthony Big Ol' Pretzel Newman. They're hanging out at Grand Central Bowl right now. They're getting things set up, ready to go for the Coors Light Ducks pregame show. Yeah, go hang out over there.
Yeah, man.
They got a great team. Sandy over there, she'll get you hooked up with food and drinks.
It's a nice little space. If
it
you want to go bowl as you're watching.
I got a nice big old breakfast burger last weekend, a couple beers.
Now, I got to ask, fellas.
Schultz a Jaeger.
How's your bowling game?
Not good. When's the last time I bowled? It's been a couple of years.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, throw some bumpers up, you know, I'll crush it.
Okay. You know? When you say not good, Jordan, you mean?
Like under 100 most of the time. Oh. Probably under 80 yikes. Sometimes.
Just get me the lightest ball possible so I can just see how many MPHs I'm getting on that thing.
There you go.
Just hurling that thing down. I want to see those pins.
Heat.
Oh, dude, when you can see the pins just evaporate in there, that gets me going.
I've always wanted to like be in like a bowling league or something like that.
Jason Swigard's in a bowling league.
Nice.
Which is
that
like,
tracks.
Yeah, I was gonna say that tracks. Least surprising thing
ever.
Yeah,
that you know, seriously, Swag being in a bowling league. I could also see Swag in like a 45 and over basketball league. I could see that as well.
Yeah, he's wearing some knee braces out there
he's got
and goggles.
Two braces, goggles.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got to wear it for his Osgood Schlatter.
Stockton shorts. Like, I could totally see Swag, you know, out there doing that. But I think I'd love to get into it doesn't have to be competitive because I know there are some bowling leagues that are, they will laugh you out of the building if you bowl anything under 120.
Oh, they just, like, they take it very seriously.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that league. But a nice little semi-competitive league where there might be some good people on the team and some other ones that are just there because they wanted something to do on Tuesday. Like, yeah. I'd be all good with that.
But, yeah, head over to Grand Central Bowl. They are literally about to open here. I was trying to finagle our way to doing our show there today. But they were not open that early. Granted, I don't think there would be any employees there that early for us to get in. So maybe next time. I believe the next away game is Iowa, and the Ducks travel to Iowa. So we'll see if maybe we can head out there and do Sports Saturday live from Grand Central Bowl. But yeah, Andy Dirt Johnson and Anthony Newman will be there. I'm going to head there after we're done here to go say what's up, get some food, get some drinks, watch some college football with the boys. And it is the official University of Oregon Alumni Association watch party location for this season. So if you are not going to the game, you don't want to watch the game at home, you want to watch it with your fellow Ducks, then go to Grand Central Bowl off of 8th and Morrison on the east side there.
Or if you're a Beavers fan, just want to piss some Ducks fans off,
wear your Beaver stuff there. Let's not do that.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll like it.
Let's not do that. No.
Just saying. So Beaver fans aren't welcome? Of course they are.
No, they're checking out the door. It's like the Nike employee store.
Yeah, right? Yeah, seriously. No, like, I could see it.
No opposing team colors there. Sorry.
Hey. Well, I could see it. They should do that.
Final score predictions for Ducks v Rutgers. I'm going to go a dominant victory for the Ducks, 41-17. I'm going to say they get back on track here. Rutgers, and even one of those touchdowns by Rutgers is a late feel good touchdowns to make them feel better about the game than they actually do. Ducks handle business, damn it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Ducks 28-10.
28-10?
Yeah.
Rashad.
28-10.
Come on.
I'm sorry, they just need to win. And 28-10 is still a pretty dominant win.
Jordan.
28-10.
What do you got for a Ducks final score?
What did I say on Nemec's show? Something like the Ducks are going to kick their ass, like 38 to 21, like 41 to 21, something like that.
Well, bada bing. How about that, huh? Yeah. Get your gabagool ready, right, Jeff Rest? They're heading to Jersey to take on Rutgers at the birthplace of college football. I'm excited to hear the pregame show because Jeff Rest, he's got some things ready. He's got some things ready for the pregame show that I'm excited to hear. But, go hang out at Grand Central Bowl. Say what's up to all of us out there. We will be there from 11 to about 1:30-ish before we kick it to the Ducks pregame show. And then kick it to the Ducks game that will be live here on the Fan at 3:30. And then you can hang out with me and Jordan on the postgame show when things wrap up later tonight. Rashad, thank you as always.
My man.
Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Yeah, love you guys. Go Ducks. Love you all out there. Yep.
Go Ducks. And you guys go out and enjoy your Saturday. You will catch these guys next weekend because I will be heading down to Autzen Stadium for the Grateful Dead night against Wisconsin.
That'll be so fun.
Should be. Should be.
Kicks, is that 420?
Should be.
Yeah.
Probably should be. All right. Appreciate everybody out there listening. We will catch you next week. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.